This is Ozarks at Large. The Bola wrap has been billed as an alternative for police around the world to detain suspects, especially those who may be facing a mental health crisis. Brandon Tabor, with our partner station KASU in Jonesboro, was at a demonstration of the Bola wrap yesterday, and he brings us this report. And one note, a sound resembling a gunshot is heard early in this story.
You did change me to the beneficiary, I guess.
Jonesboro Police Lieutenant Kenneth Oldham stands nervously in the police garage wearing a thick blue sweatshirt. Sergeant Karen Oldham enthusiastically looks on as her husband anticipates what's about to happen to him. Green laser beam is pointed at Lieutenant Oldham's torso. It's being emitted from a yellow handheld device, which looks a little like a cell phone. His co-workers also giving him a hard time as they wait for him to get shot.
Okay, it'll be on three.
Okay.
One, two.
Instantly, Lieutenant Oldham is tied up with a Kevlar cord wrapped around him, unable to move his arms. He just participated in a demonstration for the Bola Wrap. It's a device developed by Las Vegas-based Wrap Technologies. Officers load a handheld device with a cartridge containing a Kevlar cord with small hooks on both ends. When the officer fires the device, the cartridge releases the cord, which wraps around the person. It can detain a person up to 4 feet away without injuring them. Afterwards, I asked Oldham to describe how it felt to be wrapped.
It's just binding. I mean, it was so fast, I didn't feel it, but once it's there, you're stuck. I couldn't move my arms. you're literally wrapped up with it.
Roseanne Rowe Mangisi is a retired New Jersey State Police captain who now works as a Bola Wraps Director of Public Safety Services. In a presentation to the officers, Mangisi says departments have found that the device is a less painful tool officers can use to stop suspects, especially those who may be suffering from a mental health crisis.
We know that more than 50% of people that are going through a mental health crisis don't always get the help they need. And a product like this is the game changer because it fills that gap. We have verbal de-escalation, and our next level is something that relies on pain for compliance. This does not rely on pain for compliance. So it's been a long time since we've had something that fills that void in law enforcement.
Arkansas has been doing some work to help officers in the state be more prepared to deal with people suffering from a mental crisis while reducing the state's prison population. State lawmakers in 2017 passed Act 423. The act requires officers to go through crisis intervention training as part of their certification. The law also established the state's four crisis stabilization units. They serve as an alternative method for incarcerating potentially mentally ill offenders while giving them treatment through a mental health provider. Content Partners Talk Business and Politics reports the final unit was recently opened this year back in September. The Craighead County Regional CSU is based in Jonesboro and serves 20 counties in northeast Arkansas. Louisiana-based Tico Safety Incorporated is the official Bola Wrap distributor for Arkansas and Louisiana. Tico Vice President Rafe Jordan says Jonesboro was the first police department in Arkansas to host a demonstration for the device. Jordan says there are plans for other police departments in Northwest and Central Arkansas to host a demonstration.
When we leave here, we're headed to Washington County, and we have a demo there tomorrow afternoon. And we're working in the city of Little Rock now to get one set up. It's not set up yet.
Jordan says some departments in Louisiana are currently using the Bola Wrap. Among them is the Lafayette Police Department, who are also featured on A&E's reality TV series, Live PD.
And they have the devices with the guys on Live PD, so we haven't had any exposures yet.
But more agencies are catching on.
Jackson Parish Sheriff's Office last week recently purchased 8 devices. The Attorney General's Office has purchased some. And University of New Orleans has purchased some.
Meanwhile, Jonesboro Police Chief Ricky Elliott says he sees the benefit of his department using the Bola Wrap, but it depends on their budget.
Watching the demonstrations live, I think it'd be very effective. At this point, my biggest issue would be cost. And you're looking at about $1,000 a unit, plus the cartridges and everything that goes along with it. Obviously, wouldn't be able to outfit the whole department, but I would certainly like to have several units on hand for those critical incidents.
Elliott says if the department were to purchase BOLO wraps for the officers, then it would more likely be a part of their budget for the 2020 fiscal year. Jordan says any police department interested in a demonstration for the BOLO wrap can call the TECO Safety Headquarters at 318-424-5176. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor.